See?
Hi, my name is Franklin Parada Jr. I am 21 years old. Today is November 1st. And I am speaking with my father, Franklin Parada, who is, yeah, like I said, my father. We are recording this interview in Gaithersburg, Maryland. So the first question I have is, what impact, if any, has COVID-19 made in your life?
It's been tough for a lot of people. And for us, we've been fortunate that nobody has gotten really gravely ill with COVID. But I had some friends that know that some people have died from it. And the scary thing is knowing about my mom. She's 80 years old, and if she ever gets it, I don't know what's going to happen. So it's like a really worrying thing for me. The other thing was that I had to go to work while the pandemic was going, and I never had a break. People were coming with COVID, and then they'll call us and say, oh, somebody had COVID, and we had to take a quarantine or leave the site and be like that. But you know, at the end, I don't know if I got it or didn't get it, because this thing, I don't know if I ever gotten it or not. But I've been in so many places where they had COVID, so that's the scary part. And just losing my mom or losing somebody from my family is very scary.
Yeah, so it's definitely impacted us a lot, and has had a lot of life-changing things that we have to now adjust. And so for that second question is, how has your life been different than what you've imagined now? In general, like, how has your life been different than what you've imagined, like, before when you were younger or something? How would you imagine your life being now? Like,
oh, the biggest change was migrating from El Salvador to the U.S. because I had an idea of how the U.S. was going to be, and I always thought it would be like one of those Steven Spielberg movies and Back to the Future movies, that I used to see the American way of life way different than what it actually is. Well, you know, but I guess living in California or somewhere out there is different than living here in Maryland or in D.C. And it was completely different. It's something that I always dreamed about. And now that I live here for 20 years, I have my house, I have my two kids, I have a wonderful wife. And you guys, you almost getting out of the university. Brandon's having, my younger son is working with Blanca, my wife, and it's wonderful. I have had the opportunity of working in a great company where I don't have to work on Fridays, and those Fridays I dedicated to you guys. And I feel that I've been blessed just living in this country, and the peacefulness and security that you feel living in this country, because the contrast from coming from a country that had war and so much uncertainty and so much violence and so much craziness, when it was poverty too, it you know, and grew up in a very poor neighborhood down there, and coming out to live here the way I live, I feel really blessed.
So you had like very grandiose ideas of what America looked like. You thought maybe you might be living in like California or something like that to begin.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. But it wasn't like that. Yeah. And you know, I had to come and work in a pharmacy, sweeping floors. And so, yeah, it was a different story. I work in a shop, mm-hmm. in an electronic shop, for 6 years, where I met my best friend Ron, and then I work as a maintenance engineer for another 6 years, and now I always work for 18 years for a consulting engineers in Virginia. So,
yeah. So, speaking on all of that that you've accomplished and you mentioned, do you have any regrets of anything that you think you could have done in the past or done now?
The only regrets that I think I have is all the mistakes that I've made through my life, personal life, that I wish I could change. And the other one is that I couldn't pursue my engineering. I really wanted to be a electronic engineer, but I could never do it. And it was hard for me because I didn't have nobody to support me, and I had to work and I had to go to school at night. And when I did that, I realized that it would take me like about 20 years to graduate.
Yeah.
If I kept up with that pace. So I decided to drop off from the university and I didn't pursue any of that stuff.
Yeah, so definitely a lot of socioeconomic circumstances didn't allow you to pursue the dreams that you set out when you first came here.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of times where you kind of feel alone. So can you remember a time in your life where you felt like you were the most alone?
Yeah, when I first came here, we used to live in Mount Rainier, Maryland, and we lived there for about a year. And I was going to school, and then I started working in the pharmacy, and then I started working in the electronic shop. And then we moved to D.C., and then when we moved to D.C., my mom and dad moved away, and I was living with my cousin in the apartment by myself. And, you know, my cousin worked in a restaurant, I worked in an electronic shop, I worked during the day, he worked during the night, so there were a lot of times that I felt by myself. I felt like I had nobody, and nobody was here with me, even though I had my mom and dad, but my mom and dad sometimes travel too. So there are some times that I felt really alone. And I used to go to Ron's house, my best friend's house, to listen to some music. And that's what it kept me going.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So specifically just being in the work, sleep, you know, work grind schedule made you feel alone.
I was alone. I didn't have anybody. I was living by myself. Sometimes I would be by myself in the apartment. And then my cousin moved away to his own apartment. And I stayed in the apartment by myself until your mom come. And I went to El Salvador to get married. But then like that, I had to wait 3 years before your mom can come, because we got married and then they had to put it on the waiting list. And then you had to wait all those years for her to come. So all those years that I was here by myself, I was alone.
Yeah.
And I wish I had her, but I didn't have her.
Yeah. So going on from that, we can talk about some things that you feel most grateful for. So what are the things that you feel are you're most grateful for now that you've like gone through that aloneness and... now that you're here, what do you feel the most grateful for in your life overall?
You guys, having you and Brandon and your mom, I feel really grateful for that, because that the feeling of being a dad and seeing you for the first time, it was amazing. It was just something great, and it changed my life. It changed the way I thought, it changed the way I felt, everything. And I'm pretty grateful for having you and having Brandon, having your mom. I'm grateful for all the opportunities that I had in this country, because it changed my life, it changed everything, how I am, how I live. I'm pretty grateful to God for all those things that he had blessed me with. And I consider them blessings, and I'm pretty grateful. I'm pretty grateful for having a fun run too. He was my best friend for 28 years, and he passed away almost 3 years ago. Well, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm pretty grateful for what he blessed me with after he passed. And yeah.
So yeah, you specifically name a lot of people that you're very grateful for, especially your family and very close friends, like you mentioned Ron. So could you tell me about someone that has had a big influence on your life and what lessons that person can has taught you?
Oh.
What lessons that person taught you? Yep.
The big influence in my life, I think it was your mom. And your mom showed me some stuff in my life that I didn't see before, because she was very depressed and she was going through some really rough time with her family, and she suffered a lot with the violence from her father, and just seeing all that and experiencing all that just changed my life and the way I see life, because I was very positive and very outgoing, and let's go here, let's go swimming, let's go to the beach, let's go to the Wisukar, which is a river that we can go swim at. I was very positive, and I was blessed down there in El Salvador too, because I had a color TV. Most people didn't have TVs. I had a color TV. I had a bicycle. Most people didn't have bicycles down there. I had something to eat every night. A lot of my friends didn't have food to eat at night. So, and your mom was like, they will share their food. They will do certain things with their food. I wasn't used to all that stuff. And they were different things that they had. But your mom had this other point of view that life was different for her because she had all these limitations. She had to go to work in order to pay for school. I never had to work to go to pay for school. My dad gave me everything. My mom gave me clothes, shoes, everything. Your mom barely had shoes. So the contrast between me and her was like way different. And the suffering that I experienced and all of that stuff that I experienced just opened up my eyes and see life that I was blessed. I was fortunate to have what I had with my family. And that influenced me to change my life and be different and see life in a different way. Those are the lessons that I learned from her. I learned to see life in a different way.
So specifically like the change of point of view pretty much, and humbling yourself to appreciate what you have currently
pretty much. Yeah, well, what I had currently is I share with you guys, I share with her.
Yeah.
But what I had back then, I didn't realize that, you know, I had poor friends, and my poor friends will come to my house and ask for a piece of bread because I had bread and they didn't have bread. Sometimes I would like, you know, ask them to play a game or do something for me in exchange for the bread, you know. So I always had this stuff, like I said, and your mom didn't have all that. And your mom's family was different than my mom's family. And your grandpa treated them really bad. He was a really, really bad dude. And my dad, you know, probably hit me with his belt like twice in my whole life. My mom has never hit me. And your mom was hit every day. You know, every day they will hit her. They will punish her. They will hit her with something, you know, and she will be punished every day. And so you see the contrast there. And when I saw that and I started realizing all that, I was like, wow, man, it's like how blessed I am. And like I said before, how fortunate I was.
Yeah. So what's your So speaking of people that you're most fond of, you and me, you know, we have this intimate bond as a father and son. What was your favorite memory of me when I was growing up?
Of you?
Yeah.
With you, it was when you were born, man. That feeling when you were born, the first time I saw you. The first time I saw you was like, it changed my life, man. I don't know how to describe that feeling with words, but I knew that I felt that instant love for you. It was amazing, you know, and all the accomplishment that you had in the school and with me and all the fun times we had through our lives has been priceless.
Yeah. So there's definitely been a lot of different memories that we cherish throughout the years. And it's like a lot that it's like, you know, you can't even mention them all because so many places that we've gone. And so speaking on that again, what are your hopes for me then moving forward in the future and for my children? As you said, because you were very shocked when you saw that I was, you know, born first, and it was like a life-changing experience, as you said. So yeah. What do you think?
The hopes for you and for your children is that you become a professional and you get a nice job with your profession, and if you start having any kids, that you treat your kids better than I treated you. You know, I know that I gave you a better life than what I had, and I realized a lot of my dreams through you guys. When I grew up, like I said, I grew up in a poor neighborhood, but I had a lot of things that other people didn't have. So in a way, I realized my childhood through you guys, because I used to buy you all kinds of stuff, and I used to play with the stuff that I bought you. So I want you to treat your kids the same way. Enjoy the things, not just buy them stuff and let them play.
Yeah.
Enjoy the things with them. If you buy something for them, play with them with the stuff that you bought. Yeah. And then that way you'll enjoy it and your kids enjoy it. And then you create memories with your kids.
Yeah. So focus on the memories more than just, you know, buying them like their favorite toy or whatever they want.
Yeah, exactly. Like one of the memories that I have that I remember really well is that we bought you something and you got the boxes, and then you wear the boxes like you were a robot, and then you play with the boxes, you know, and used to get newspapers and do newspaper hats and all kinds of stuff, and you play with all that stuff. We didn't buy you any of that stuff. We made it, and we didn't spend any money on it. So, you know, the best things sometimes don't even cost you anything.
Yeah, so I didn't even care about what was in the box, and I cared more about the boxes themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah. So speaking on the future and everything, you know, like you mentioned, you want to see me happy in the future and, you know, achieve the career goals that you think I can achieve. What does your future hold now in the future, like going forward now, and through all the lived experiences that you've gone through, what do you think your future holds?
I just hope that I can continue living the life that I have right now, you know, because I'm getting old, and I don't know if I will be able to early retire or wait until like I'm a little older to retire. But I really wanted to have a nice, peaceful life, retire somewhere else in the world, not just here, you know, just go live through the United States and know the rest of the country. That's one of the things that I would love to do. And then also do some other countries too. It all depends how it goes with the job and the work that I'm doing right now, and some other financial investments that I need to do.
So yeah, pretty much just trying to go experience outside of Maryland, because you said you've been in the DMV area for more than 20 years. So I think, you know, you're saying it's about time you go and out and explore the world, you know? So yeah, I think that's great, you know? And I thank you for joining me on this interview and answering the questions I had. And, you know, thank you.
All right, man.
All right.